John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
This is a really important message, I think, for people who used to listen to this talk show some years ago. We had the most wonderful, lovely, gentle man who used to ring up and have us all laughing and giggling, and he had a beautiful sense of humour and a mischievous sense of humour, actually, but gee, made us laugh. And I had a visit at the front desk. It wasn't to me, but the boss here at the station took this tribute from Frank Teodo. Frank came up and said, "This is a very important man. I'm sure John will be happy to receive this information, although it's very, very sad information, because this gentleman was laid to rest last week." And his name across this particular document is recorded as Richard Ralph Pollard. To you listening to this at home, it was Richard from Yarrabah. Remember, he used to ring up with that lovely lilting voice and tell us entertaining stories, not just about life at Yarrabah, but life generally in North Queensland, what he loved about living in North Queensland. He was just so popular, and he'd tell funny stories about going to shopping centres and talking to a shopkeeper, and someone had come up, what lady came up to him one day and said, "Are you Richard from Yarrabah?" And he said, "Yes." She said, "I love it when you ring up and talk to McKenzie. Keep it up." So he thought that was just wonderful. I'll just read this briefly, because the one thing he really wanted to talk about on this radio show was the pride he had, particularly, of course, in his Aboriginal race, but especially the service of Aboriginal volunteers in World War One, in this case, because his father, this is Jack Pollard, was one of many Aboriginal light horsemen, it reads here, from the 11th Light Horse Regiment during the First World War. And Richard used to ring up and say, "Do you know, my dad, what I found out from him was a lot of these people that volunteered to go over and serve on the other side of the world, from here in North Queensland, for example, they were only 16 and 17, some even younger, and they got away with it. What happens? They're offloaded just there in Egypt, just in the land of the Sphinx and the pyramids and everything else. You can imagine the wonderment. These are teenagers, and off are they going to war, the most brutal of wars, and getting preparation to go to war with not much behind them here on the mainland of Australia. So they were fascinating stories from Richard. Anyway, it says here, serving in the Battle of Beersheba, and this is his father, Jack or John, the regiment was affectionately known as the Black Watch. These are Indigenous servicemen, volunteers, known as the Black Watch. As time went on, Richard continued to learn more about his father through his nephew, John Pollard, and numerous discussions with the Australian War Memorial historians that had visited Yarrabah. Now, finding out that there was a statue dedicated to the Indigenous light horse at Chamakh in Israel, it was created in the image of his late father, Jack Pollard. This was an amazing story he was telling on air. He was immensely proud of his father, sometimes attending Yarrabah Anzac Day commemorations while holding a photo of his father, Jack, in his light horse uniform. And I'm so much indebted to Frank Teodo for telling me about this. I might have missed it, but he was only laid to rest last week, was Richard from Yarrabah, and I've got Frank on the line. G'day, Frank.
Good morning, John.
Very sad news, but what a wonderful, wonderful Indigenous proud man. And he shared so much of that wicked sense of humour of his on air, and the audience loved him.
Oh, and more than that, John, he was a great role model for our entire community, not just the Aboriginal community. And another thing that a lot of people don't realise, that, well, we used to call him Dick Pollard, and your listeners knew him as Richard from Yarrabah, but what Dick used to do, he was a mentor for a lot of people, like Vince Mundraby, for example, as a young boy, was an apprentice plumber working under Richard, and he went on to become mayor of Yarrabah.
Yes.
So his younger son, Richie, I grew up with him, Richie, he was an accomplished amateur boxer. He had a left jab that could take your head off, and yet he was a polite and courteous gentleman, just like his dad, never had a mean bone in his body.
Yes.
And his other son, Daryl was an A-grade cricketer, again, a high achiever.
Yeah.
And I spoke with Daryl recently, and I saw his daughter, and she was working on the Yellow Crazy Hand program a decade ago, and she said, "I know you," and I said, "I know you too." Anyhow, she'd gone up to the because her name was Nioka Pollard, and she'd gone up to Cape York and did a lot of good work up there and got good jobs and everything and climbed the ladder.
Yeah.
And she's now in Sydney, got a coffee shop, got her own business. So these are super achievers, this family of his, right through to the grandchildren. So he was a wonderful mentor for everyone he came in contact with. He was a good bloke.
What did you think about his sense of humour, his wicked sense of humour?
he was always happy. That man was always happy.
Yes.
And kind, John. He'd never had a mean bone in his body, kind.
He was such a
scallywag. But the other thing, John, he was. But the other thing I need to mention too, the work ethics. Now, he was a young boy. He picked up a cane knife as a kid when cutting cane with his father. And then he went fruit picking in the off-season. He'd go down south. So from an early age, he learned to go around chasing work. He travelled all over the country, had one adventure after the other because he loved what he did. It was always a novelty for him, doing different jobs. Worked on the Coppolo Dam up here, and he also worked on the Burdekin Dam. He was a plumber by trade. And I can remember Donald Stanton, who had Pyramid Raw Materials at Gordonvale.
Yeah.
And he used to deliver stuff out there. And all the council, they'd be laying new pipes for sewerage and water pipes when they were developing the township of Yarrabah. And they didn't know where to dig in case there was pipes under the ground, you know. And they'd say, go and get Dick Pollard. He was retired by then, but he'd say, all right, don't dig here, there's pipes here. He knew where everything was. And he just mentored so many young people. And if he saw any young bucks getting out of line, he'd say to them, I know you, and I know your mum and dad too. So if you don't behave yourself, I'll go and tell them what you've been up to. And they'd say, sorry, uncle. And all of a sudden, they'd be reformed. So he did that much good in the community.
Yeah.
And when he used to come to Edmonton, we'd see him in the shopping centres. Deep people used to crowd around him to hear his stories. He was good, eh?
Wonderful, wonderful man. Laid to rest 18th of January. What do you know about the service?
The service was beautiful, John. It wasn't a sad funeral. It would have been for the family, the immediate family.
Sure.
But it was good. It was so good. And I caught up with people I hadn't seen for years, you know. And you talk about, like, the things that he did pioneering. Like, you very rarely see on a loco driving team, like the Mulgrave Central Mill there. He had a loco driver and he had one of the Ambrams with him. So it was an all-Murray team. They were proud of that too, you know.
Yeah.
Picking up the bins and everything like that. So wherever he went, it was just... And so many people. And I'd say to him, what are you doing here? I didn't know you knew Dick Pollard. Well, of course I knew him. He used to do Sunday school classes with my kids and this and everything else. So he was here, there and everywhere. And no ego, John. He just had that lovely down-to-earth and kindness was his key thing, eh?
Well, you can see it in his face. This profile on the front page of this tribute is remarkable. It's clarity. And you just look at this bloke and say, that is just a wonderful human being.
Yeah. He was. He was at peace with the whole world. Everybody was his brother and his sister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just had that. And he could disarm people. He would just come up to anybody, talk to them on the street. And he always knew somebody who knew them and knew him. And his voice was unmistakable. If you heard him at the shopping centre, there's Dick Pollard behind me. You turn around, what are you doing here, you old scallywag?
That's true. You remember that lady at Earlville? And she
said, I do.
She said, are you Richard from Yarrabah? Yeah, I am. Oh, I love listening to you.
She kissed him, if I remember. She kissed him on the cheek. But he used to say to me, one day down Piconi's IGA, I bumped into him, and he always talked about John McKenzie. Oh, he loved this program. He loved you, eh? And he'd talk about, he said, you know that fella? He can talk about politics, sports, everything. He's the best I've ever heard. I said, well, why don't you tell him that? He said, I will too. And he rung up next day, I think, and he's on your program.
I've never been a patch on Richard from Yarrabah. That's how we knew him, and we loved him dearly. Frank, thank you for this. I would have hated to have missed it, but it's really important we acknowledge what he provided for listeners to this program. He just made living up here in North Queensland fun and something to look forward to every day. So thank you, Frank.
You're welcome, John.
And, of course, we're remembering the life of Richard Ralph Pollard, valet Richard from Yarrabah.
You don't need to worry about what you wear. Don't need to carry too many cares.
Tableland's own Dennis Rose here on 4CH.